This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When it comes to conversation, hopefully you'll be able to dig in. You get it? So subtle. All right, so this is the end of what you were thinking about and the beginning of new things to think about. I'm Doug Steffen. A good day to you. Kara Schillen is along for the ride to help us put things into perspective from my point of view. The facts and then some. It's a very interesting time we live in. The focus is so on the personalities of the day more than the things. The personalities do things, and the personalities are what we talk about. What would there be if there wasn't a Milo Yiannopoulos? Is that his name?
Yiannopoulos.
And other people like that. Donald Trump. Think about it. Or the children of the former president, or Meryl Streep, or this guy, this doctor who did people in just to do them in. And the world is full of people who are crazy, but that by definition is sort of why we're here. What would there be to talk about if everything ran smoothly, if we were run by robots? In fact, if we were robots. Think that robots would talk about other robots? All this focus on there's going to be a robot revolution taking over in the next 100 years, so we won't have to do anything. No, we won't have to do anything. Won't be anybody here to do anything with or for. And that's not necessarily a negative way of looking at things, although it's not very positive. But when you see the population over 7 billion people and things going on as they are, the number of strange, crazy things. The world hasn't, for example, moved as many weapons as are being moved right now since the end of the Cold War. Are we looking for another war? Is this good for business? War is good for business, good for the people who are making armaments, building planes, boats, ships, that sort of thing. The military-industrial complex is having a field day, according to new research that we're going to hear about right here, right now.
A new report shows the amount of weapons being bought and sold around the world is growing. According to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, the number of major weapons transfers over the past 5 years is on par with the end of the Cold War. The Independent Institute researches conflict, armaments, arms control, and disarmament. It keeps a running database of weapons transfers using government resources, industry reports, and media outlets. Of the more than 100 countries it studied from 2012 to 2016, it found the U.S. exported one-third of all major weapons moved. Roughly half of those weapons from the U.S. went to the Middle East. Experts told CNN instability in the region and the rise of ISIS likely helped increase sales.
Duh. Really? That's startling. What's going on in the Middle East has been the reason for all the weaponry. And what started that, or who started that? Look in the mirror. You can say, no, we didn't start that. The rebels and the Daesh and Al-Qaeda, all those people started it. Just keep going back. Turn the history book back a page or a chapter. Keep going back, and you'll find that not necessarily Americans at the beginning, but our type, our kind, the white Europeans that went in to divvy up the Middle East, that went in to divvy up Africa, that went in to divvy up Asia. Hopefully you studied that in history in high school. And hopefully people are still studying that in high school, because that's what's happened. Not that white guys are, I'm not saying, oh, white guys are bad. You're not going to hear that from me. But there have been aggressive people, and let's face it, the white man has, for the most part, over the last couple of centuries, maybe go back to the beginning of what is this experiment called America, the white man controlled, literally, the white man. There were no women around when America was formed. There were no black people in positions of power. It was the white man. The religious, at least on the surface, white man. Don't tell the story about Jefferson and all of his slaves and the mother of his children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. No, no, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about who is in power. Who was making the guns? Who was receiving the guns? Who was using the guns? Who was shipping the guns? All of the armaments of war were being used by white people when America was founded. When Americans weren't Americans, they were protestors. Oh, wait a minute. Protestors. They protested life as it was in Europe. And so they came to this new place that they found on the other side of the Atlantic and tried to shape a new message. And they were all immigrants. Oh! You know, people say that all Americans are immigrants. Now they aren't. The people who first came here were, though. Once you're here, you're settled, have a family. Generations later, you're not an immigrant. You are Americans. It's just, it's all interpretation, though, I think, isn't it? But the real reason that there are problems in the world like this is because white men have been aggressive. They're not all white men are aggressive, but they're somehow or other able to, they're able to sort things out and still be on top, even if they disagree, like the Europeans disagreed. So there was the war between the French and the British, and then the Spanish and the Italians, and then war, more like contributions, if that's what you put that in quotation mark, the contributions of past generations, of past centuries, of past leaders, the contributions have been war, not peace. War. There isn't a time, excuse me, in the history of our country, history of white men, that there hasn't been war. Now, does that mean that the black people in Africa don't fight with each other? Of course they fight with each other. They're always fighting with each other. Look in the Middle East. They're all big-nosed, black-skinned, Semitic tribes that are brothers. Look at... Excuse me, if you're walking down the street in Jerusalem and you see a couple of guys that are dark-skinned, you don't know whether they're Arabs or they're Jews, because they all look the same. They fight about what? What do we fight about? Think about what you fight about. Do you need weapons of war in your house to settle the dispute that you and your spouse have? You and your children have? Some people have them. I got a gun in the drawer next to my bed. No, I don't, but that's what people tell you, because I want to protect my family and me in case somebody comes in the house. More often than not, in most jurisdictions, the people who are going to break into your house statistically are white men who are in their 20s. That's pretty much who breaks into houses. Yeah, once in a while, depending on the neighborhood and the city, I wouldn't say once in a while, that's not fair, because there are plenty of black guys who break into houses in various cities, but not to the number that white guys break into houses, steal stuff. The only reason I bring all of this up, my mouth and my mind are running off here, thinking out loud about how aggressive we are. Humans, pretty much in general, white men, pretty much have been the cause of aggression. And, you know, certainly you look in the Middle East now, there's plenty of aggression. But it didn't start with the Semites and the picture of the outside influence there. Yeah, there's plenty of fighting going on between Cain and Abel, and their families couldn't get along. But it wasn't, it really wasn't about other than Jerusalem, the rest of the stuff, the fighting has been about, and interestingly enough, the people who fight in the Middle East now, the Semites don't like the white Jews who came from Europe. You get my drift here? Going down the road to trying to figure it out. I'm pointing my finger. I'm just telling you, you study history and you'll see why there are so many importations of arms, and a lot of the U.S. government is funding the arms by paying or giving billions of dollars in aid to help Israel protect itself by buying arms from America. And the Egyptians, same way. Since the six-day war, give an extra day, there have been, because what the settlement was, or the United States gave the Egyptians $4 billion a year in aid and gave the Israelis $4 billion a year in aid. And what have they used it for? To buy guns, ammunition, to hire American companies to build the Suez Canal, for example, or make it better, or to build. Where do you think the money comes from for all of those the building? You go to Tel Aviv or you go to Cairo and you see all the building going on there. Where do you think that money came from? Came in the form of foreign aid from you and me, boys and girls. 18 past the hour.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only is 4117.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is going back to my roots as a disc jockey. This is really a moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from our rusty rack of wrinkled records, if I do say so myself. David Cassidy and the Partridge Family, I Think I Love You. We've cranked this up just a little bit because it's so silly. It's really one of those fun, bubblegummy songs from the 1960s that when you listen to it, sounds old.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Why are we focused on music from the Partridge Family? Well, it seems David Cassidy is going down the drain, sadly, and he's only 66, too. He has dementia, and so he has gone. He watched his grandfather struggle with it, and his mother disappeared into dementia as well, and he was in denial, but he writes he knew this was coming. Sadly, it does sometimes run in families, but he's coming to terms with his condition. He made the decision to stop touring to concentrate on his health and his happiness. He's writing, quote, "I want to focus on what I am, who I am, and how I've been without any distractions." He says, "I want to love. I want to enjoy what's left of life." He's had a lot of the same kinds of problems that a lot of kids who start when they're young have as they grow into adulthood. They don't know how to really get. They don't know how to deal with life.
Did he have a drug problem, or is that someone else from the Partridge Family that I'm thinking
of? Yeah, I don't remember that he did.
Or was he an alcoholic, maybe?
I don't remember either of those two things. Okay. But he was charged with a DUI in 2010, and he's had a couple of more, so he may have a drinking problem. So, anyway, he's been married 3 times. Wife filed for divorce, filed for bankruptcy a couple of years ago. He did a hit and run, so he's had a kind of lousy adult life, or later in life. And I believe, frankly, from not only from what my gut tells me, but from what I've seen, people who are hardcore alcoholics are much more likely to have dementia and Alzheimer's, because what it does is cause hardening of the arteries. And when you, part of losing touch is losing blood flow into your head, and you lose that when your arteries get hard, little, even the smaller little arteries and veins.
Yeah.
If you can't get blood into your brain, goodbye, see you later. And that's what happened. Alcohol really does a number on your head. So maybe that was it. But that was, it's so much fun. The Partridge Family were just fun. Silly stuff. Late 60s, early 70s television show. And so it's too bad. Sad.
It's very sad, yeah. And I'm a big fan of his daughter, Katie Cassidy. She's an actress.
What is she in, Victoria?
Most recently, she was one of the stars of the CW show Arrow, the superhero show.
Okay. Yeah.
And, yeah, she's been in some movies and stuff, too. She's really great. I'm just a big fan of hers. And I don't know. It's very sad to have have your dad be 66 and, you know, before you're married or have kids or anything. Mm. He may not, you know, who knows what his mental state will be then.
Yeah. All right, time for us to wind it up a little bit. John Williams, who is one of our best in terms of Hollywood history. What he's created around the Steven Spielberg movies has not been, I mean, imagine the partnership, hasn't been equaled by anybody. And so now there is a new, look at this, coming out March 17th from Sony Classical Music, all the Williams scores, the ultimate collection, John Williams and Steven Spielberg. I'm getting that. Somebody get it for me for a birthday or something. With the Boston Pops Orchestra and some of the other the collections from his various movies, different orchestras that he's led. What a fabulous collection. Looking forward to that. All those great movies. John Williams and Steven Spielberg with the Ultimate Collection coming out next month.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. While hot flashes are the most common menopausal complaint that women bring to their doctors, it's hardly the only one.
So women can get moodiness, so up and down on the emotions, but also anxiety is a big problem around menopause.
Even if they've never had mood issues in the past. And Dr. Stephanie Fabian, a women's health specialist, says it can be an even bigger problem for women who have had mood issues that relate to hormones, like premenstrual syndrome or the baby blues after delivering a baby, or even postpartum depression.
Those women are much more vulnerable to these mood changes around menopause. And women who have real mood issues, like a major depression, tend to have significant problems.
And while they certainly play a part, Dr. Fabian thinks it's more than just the changing hormones, likely a mixture of genetics, life circumstances, and other stressors. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour. Hi. The Department of Homeland Security right here. I'm in charge of my home and my security. How about you? Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara, you in charge of your home and your security? Everything A-OK? You protected you and your roommate?
I think so. I live in an apartment, so I'm not completely in control of it. But yeah, I try to be.
But the door is locked. You have to have a key to get in, right?
Yes.
That's how you maintain security? Yes. There are a lot of ways to maintain security. The Department of Homeland Security has issued a series of memos detailing how the new administration plans to continue to crack down on undocumented immigrants and implement the president's executive order with action. Actions speak louder than words. So let's see if we can figure out what's going on by listening to this.
The Department of Homeland Security has officially unveiled new plans to crack down on people coming into the U.S. illegally. On Tuesday, the department released two guidance memos signed by Secretary John Kelly. They were sent to the heads of key agencies, including Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The memos outline implementation of two executive orders related to immigration that President Donald Trump signed last month. The documents say agents should detain anyone crossing the border longer illegally until officials can determine if they should be deported or if they can legally stay in the country. But detention facilities along the border might not be able to hold everyone this order could affect. In that case, the document says detention decisions should be based on potential danger and an individual's flight risk. The memos also tell all agency heads to hire thousands more officers, begin work on Trump's U.S.-Mexico border project, and end so-called catch-and-release policies. But the new policies won't affect anyone currently protected by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, otherwise known as DACA. These changes are separate from Trump's travel ban for refugees and citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries. That has been blocked by federal courts, and Trump is expected to sign a new executive order soon.
All right, so let's see if we can figure this out a little bit. This is something that really has affected radio stations. The conversation about Homeland Security and immigrants has been something we've been talking about. I've been very vocal about this for years and years and years and years and years, and I didn't think anybody was listening. So when Trump came along, I was happy that he was, I don't know if happy is the right word, but I was encouraged that he was taking on this project as something that's important. Because it's important to me. I don't think there should be people here who haven't earned their keep, if you will. Now you can say, well, people that come here and work and they contribute, they've earned their keep. No, not really. That's not what the law says. You want that to be the law, then change the law and say anybody who comes here and works is entitled to stay. That just change the law, that's all. In the meantime, the law says that if you come here and don't claim citizenship and don't work toward it, and you work against those who are here legally, because that's really what you're doing. Those people who come here illegally and work don't pay, well, people, some, I guess, figure that they do pay taxes. I don't know how that quite works. How does an illegal immigrant pay taxes or even have to? Unless they got a phony Social Security number, by definition, phony, why would they pay taxes? I think that's a ruse. People tell you that illegal immigrants pay taxes, unless you're talking about sales taxes, for buying products and services in this country, yeah, they pay taxes that way. So, and that gets back around to a whole bigger discussion of our tax system and how people who are here that are taking advantage. I mean, look at all of the people who are here who get government benefits. Well, look at California. Look up in Maine. I always use that as an example. Lewiston, Maine, for God's sakes, where they have thousands of Somalis who have just gone to Lewiston, Maine to live because somebody went there and they figured out how they can game the system by collecting untold thousands of dollars every year and not having to be a citizen. They just show up. I don't understand how that works, but I see it working in some of the more liberal states. Like, I'm back in Massachusetts today, and in my residency here and my living in California part of the time, I bear witness to what goes on, the craziness. It's not as crazy in Massachusetts, isn't California. They're just nuts. They are using money that the hardworking taxpayers have put into the coffers to take care of people. And this, it's like a religion. People are just crazy about it. Why? What are we protecting? Don't we have a system to protect? Don't we have a country to protect? Now, is everybody who comes to this country illegally breaking the law? Other than coming here illegally, no. Chances are that they've just come here to work. They take the money. They either wire it using Western Union or in some other way, shape, or form, they get it out of the country and they bring it back to where they came from. That's okay. If that's what you want to do, that's okay in the sense that we're not. That's okay. Let me define what's okay. It's okay in that you it's hard to actually explain how that's okay now that I've said it, because it isn't okay. If you're here illegally and you make money and you send it someplace else and don't pay taxes on it, then you've hurt an American who ought to have that job that you have, but you've got it because you'll work cheaper than the person who's legal. And so businesses get away with stuff, and it's so blatant. Again, I use California as an example, but West Coast, Washington State, and Oregon, there's Las Vegas. Go pretty much anywhere. You can go to Denver. You can go to Chicago. You can go to New Orleans. You can go to Houston. You can go to San Antonio. You can go to Washington, D.C., you can go anywhere, Miami, and find people who are there illegally getting paid less than those who would be paid more if they, you know, the businesses were following the law, but they aren't. So, anyway, I'm intrigued by all of this focus on the border. There's a station in McAllen, Texas, the Brownsville area, that we're talking to about carrying this program. It used to be on down there a number of years ago, and I'm betting that from there all the way across to San Diego, the news talk radio stations there have one thing that they talk about during the day, and that's it. And that's the cracking down on illegal immigration. Did you see the movie, I think it's called Sicilio, with Emily Blunt? Carrie, a pretty violent movie about the drug war.
Now, is it a recent one? Or,
yeah. Huh. Yeah, I think it was called Sicilio, something like that. Benicio del Toro is in it, Emily Blunt, and it depicts a very violent story. Josh Brolin's in it as well, about what happens on the border in these tunnels where the drug mules.
Cesario. Yeah, I have heard of that, but I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in that story is basically the story of the drug war, which we have been fighting and losing. But most of it is a focus on what happens as these mules carry the stuff across the border and how easy it is in some circumstances. And the drug war goes on and what we know about it. This is supposedly a factual story about what happens in some of these circumstances that we don't really ever know. We don't know what these stories are. The corruption is just unbelievable on both sides because there's so much money at stake. But the bottom line of the movie and the bottom line of this story is that there wouldn't be the majority of the problem if Americans, 20% of Americans, didn't smoke or do some kind of drug that came from south of the border. That's what the real problem is. Illegal immigrants coming across the border to work is a big problem, illegally. But the other bigger problem is the amount of drugs that are brought across the border. And we don't seem to be talking much about that. Cracking down on illegal immigrants. I know somebody, for example, that used to work on a farm who was, when he couldn't get work here, he went to Mexico, and his job was to work on a farm there, but he wasn't taking care of the animals. He was stitching drug packs into the stomach of cows that were being shipped across the border as beef. That is, they bring them across the border, and then they slaughter them. And what they do is when they slaughter them, not only they take the meat, but they also take the drugs that have been stitched into the cow's stomach. Can you imagine how creative that is and how that works? This is an amazing, and every day I try, that's my anecdotal story of the day that you won't hear anywhere else, that kind of stuff going on. And I hope that that makes listening to this program more intriguing, the things that that I know and or hold on to and then pass along to you. That's a part of this whole trade back and forth from south of the border across to our country. It isn't just the illegal immigration that's a problem. It's the huge, unbelievable amount of money in trafficking in drugs that is a very serious problem. Food for thought. Up next, the hate crimes going on in our country and elsewhere. We'll deal with that for a moment or two as time allows. 44 past the hour on Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, what else is going on in the world today? 48 minutes after the hour, there's a Muslim advocacy group that's trying to get to the larger Jewish community. I thought this was pretty interesting. You know, all the discussion I was having the last half hour, for example, about how the Muslims and the Jews all come from the same place. They all look the same, and there's this division. Well, it depends on where you are. The Council on American Islamic Relations posted a Facebook notice. It's offering a $5,000 award for information about the people who have threatened 10 Jewish centers. It is the duty of American Muslims to offer support to the Jewish community and any minority group targeted in the spike in hate crimes. Most recent example is that vandalism of a Jewish cemetery in Missouri, causing an uproar. A lot of headstones were knocked over at this site. There have been bomb threats made against these places, whether Jewish centers or cemeteries, in the last couple of weeks. And so the president says that we need to do so. I mean, so what do we have to ask the president about this stuff for? He's supposed to be our leader. Yeah, I get that. But all the criticism, that's another place. Let's take another shot at Trump, because this is all his fault. Really? That's new to me. I thought it was the fault of these morons that come from wherever hatred grows, and it isn't just, I mean, I just went through that in the last half hour. Lots of hatred. Let's see what we can do about quashing all of it, shall we? Good food for thought. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
I'm on
time.
Yeah, right. Right, so let's play for Tommy. I have been practicing my singing, Tom. Tom Kreitler, who's the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. I don't know if you've ever met either of my children, now that I think about it.
No, I believe I have.
You met Brendan, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I did meet Brendan.
I don't know if you met Megan or not. Megan has a 2-year, 2-month-old baby boy.
Fantastic.
His name is Miles. And he and I have become quite close. So I was with him, and we went to a park the other day, and I was just inspired by, as a matter of fact, I think it was a week ago today, after singing the Money Pit Improvement, the Home Improvement Radio Program.
Inspired you to fix something?
I went out into the park, and we were singing, and here's what my grandson's reaction to that was.
Stop, please.
Stop, please.
Stop, please.
Yes, a wise child.
Okay. Anyway, so that's the Money Pit theme has now gone its course. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit, is here to answer some of your questions. You can send questions along to tom@moneypit.com or to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. We'll answer a couple of those questions in a matter of moments here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Fell on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, Tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler, who is from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. It is a fabulous show. If you love your house and you love to putter, you're coming to the right place when you go. And you can listen to podcasts and stuff at moneypit.com. But nothing beats having Tom here live and direct. So here's Cody, who has two individual windows separated that are 18 inches apart. He wants to know if he can remove the 18-inch section and make a larger, put a larger window in. So we're going to have three windows, yeah. I guess. Yeah, well, it depends on
well,
the
I think what he
right?
wants to have is more like a bay window or a bow window, but he wants to have mm-hmm. a large window as opposed to these small, like, portal-style windows. And, yeah, sure, you can do that, Cody. Now, it's tricky. It depends on whether or not it's a bearing wall. If it's the end wall of the building, what we call sort of the gable wall, and it's only holding sort of the weight of the wall, it's a little easier. If it's the main exterior wall that has the roof sitting on it, maybe a second floor sitting on it, it gets more complicated, but there is a procedure for disassembling a bearing wall. You basically have to take it apart and you have to support what it's holding while you install new structural members called headers to kind of carry that load. So it's not for a do-it-yourselfer that doesn't have a lot of experience. It really is something that you should do with a building permit and with the help of an experienced contractor, because if you screw it up, you know, you're going to learn about the downside of gravity. You don't want to do that.
Gaboom.
So, but it definitely can be done. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice thing to do because, you know, everyone likes more light coming into the house and bigger yeah. and brighter windows. Uh-huh. And, you know, and years ago, we had much smaller windows. We were more conservative about that because we knew it was going to increase the cost of heating our homes. But these bigger, brighter windows are in today. So yeah. certainly a project you can do, but I wouldn't recommend you do it yourself unless you have that level of experience.
All right, here's Andrew listening in Buffalo, who has a 12-year-old home, and it has developed dark areas on the sheetrock. So what would be the cause of that?
Yeah, and he mentioned specifically where it was attached to the trusses along the outer edge, and that's important information because this is a condition called ghosting. So what happens, Doug, is the area where the drywall is attached to the rafter or the truss is colder, right? So as you have air that mm-hmm. circulates inside the house, that air has dust and dirt in it, strikes the cold surface, what happens? It condenses. So you're kind of catching deposits of dirt that's in the air. That's why those areas are darker than others.
All right, there you go. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program here at 59 past the hour.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro 1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.